Voice Coaches Radio. Everything voiceover.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Marissa. We've got an interesting week, I think. It's a little bit of a, we'll say, passing of the torch, if you will.
Of the mic.
Of the mic, you're right. Yeah, no, that's probably the better way to describe this right now. So I'm joined in studio, and this was an interesting morning of like, how many people can get this studio to work?
How many people can plug? How many people does it take to plug in a mic?
It turns out more than you'd think, actually. But I've got Tina and I've got John, and they are here joining because I'm passing the reins. You know, life has gotten so crazy that not that I don't want to say that I don't have time for voice coaches, but I don't have time for voice coaches. So. you know, honesty is the best policy. But I've kind of had so much work piling up, and I've talked about this for, God, years now on the pod, that it's like one job after the next. And we've gotten to the point where I'm kind of proving to students that, you know, hard work pays off. And if you want to be in this industry, you most certainly can. There's plenty of work to go around. And now I'm spreading my wings. I'm about to fly, and I get to pass things over to you guys. So I wanted to make sure that everybody could get to know you before you officially hop on and take on over. So, I mean, I guess if you guys want to like one by one kind of like introduce yourselves a little bit and like a little bit of your background. And I mean, I know that you've been vital parts here at Voice Coaches, John especially. So, you know, John, do you want to start?
Go ahead.
All right. Yes, I am John Gologli.
How you pronounce it.
Exactly.
Nobody
how
ever
you pronounce
knows.
It, John Gologli. You know, I always say, if you want to know how to pronounce my name, imagine if I was to name my firstborn Mowgli. Mowgli Gologli. I tried. My wife would not let me. I tried my hardest. But she was like, absolutely not. We're not doing that. Yeah. So I'm John Gologli. Been here since the beginning. David and I actually started Voice Coaches together. And fun fact, I started this podcast over 20 years ago. I was the first host. And so, but Marissa's been doing it forever, doing an amazing job. I thought I'd never have to come back.
Sorry.
But here I am. it's a full circle. I'm back doing it. So yeah, and many of you who are listening to this may know me. Maybe we've met, or maybe I've done a webinar for you. Who knows? But yeah, I've been doing this forever. Over 30 years of just voiceover experience, and I've been here. I started working here when I was 27, and I'm not going to say how old I am.
Do you want to do the math? I mean, I can't. I failed math like twice, so.
So it's 27 years, almost 28 years I've been here. So just here at Voice Coaches. So I've been here for a really long time, been doing voiceovers for over 30 years. I keep it at 30 years because it makes me feel older as I go up. So I just keep it at 30 years forever. We're going to be doing this for 30
years.
And
it shows that you've got the chops, you've got the experience, you got the know-how, the knowledge.
Yeah, I hope so. We're going to find out. And when I say we, the listeners will find out if I have any idea what's going on. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Well, from what I know, you're the guy. I mean, you're just a busy guy. You're doing all sorts of work. Like, what would you say your specialty has been?
So really, I started off doing announcer-like stuff, which I think most of us did way back in the day. And then I did a lot of character work. So I do a lot of character voices, things like that. And yeah, I think, but my specialty is still just being me, doing my own voice. Like, and I get all kinds of voiceover or voiceover adjacent gigs. Like I'm about to do in-ring announcing for an MMA organization.
You know, so
you have to wear that sparkly jacket and everything.
Oh God, there better be
insisted.
Video. There better be pictures.
Yeah, sparkling jacket and bow tie, which, you know.
Your Halloween costume's already set.
Yeah, but they're paying me well, so I agreed to do it. So,
and
but
there
yeah,
it
so
is.
I do all kind. Yeah, I'm always doing something. But mostly I'm mostly a producer now. You know, I try to get involved in production, and I love producing demos for people. It's like my favorite thing to do because it's super creative. So, I'm always doing something, but I try to stay as involved as possible with clients here at Voice Coaches as well.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that I find the most gratifying, I think, working with the students is demo day and them finally getting to hear themselves in that way and watching how like the smallest thing can make the biggest impact and them just kind of proving to themselves like, holy crap, I can do this.
Yeah, I love it. And being able to sit down with them and you know, like I usually edit as we go along if they do it live and letting them hear what it could sound like. And they're, oh, that's awesome. And it's very collaborative. It's a collaborative experience, super creative. It's my favorite part of the process.
Yeah, very much so. Now, Tina, you and I go way back just because we have all this, you know, lovely radio stuff and history and everything. And but I know that, you know, just from talking to you, like, it hasn't always been just radio for you. You've done all sorts of stuff. And, you know, like fill everybody in a little bit.
So I'm Tina. I like long walks on the beach.
that's a different podcast.
That's a different one. Yeah, so my background is, like Marissa said, radio, 34, 35 years coming up now, and all sorts of markets, and radio is radio, and we seem to, we always want to get away from it, but we keep getting sucked back
in. Once you're bit by the bug, it's long COVID is what it is.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. Yeah, true.
Great description. Right, it's constantly killing you, but you just can't get away.
No, absolutely not. But we love it, and that's why we're in it. And that's the same with even voice acting. I started voice acting about 18 years ago, and I did that because I was in between radio gigs, and I was looking for something else. I wanted to stay still part of the broadcasting, and that's how I got in it. And so I've been with voice coaches coming up on 3 years come January. And so it is just something I truly enjoy. I love just the same thing as, like, you hear the different voices from the students, and there's a variety. There's no one person that's the same voice. Mm-mm. Absolutely not. And it's just, it's amazing to see from them, from students from the first class, the evaluation, to the end of doing the demo with them. And it's phenomenal. I love the experience, and I love listening to students. I love how they can bring a story to life, especially in audiobooks. So it has been so much fun, and I love doing it, and love meeting people from all over, you know. And it's not just the United States. It's all over. I love that.
Yeah.
The ones with the accents and Irish accent, and they'll be talking. I don't know what they're saying. I'm going, I love your voice.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I've had people like, it's like that British or Australian, like whatever. They come with built-in luxury that I will never, ever have as a silly New Yorker. You know what I mean? Between my New York and like Boston vibe, like I'm just over here like, well, you're going to be able to sell that location, and I'm going to be over here like, you want to go to Dunk's?
Yeah. That's exactly us. Yep. Trying to get rid of that New York accent now. Nah. But yeah, I truly enjoy it. My background, besides the broadcasting, I do mostly, when it comes to voice acting, I do a lot of corporate trainings on, you know, on hold messages. I have that, apparently, that voice for it, which I'm fine with it, because I learn about companies from that are on the West Coast that I've never even heard of before. So that's where mine, I do a lot of commercial work in radio. We have to do it, because that's, so I don't mind this side of it being the narrative side.
Yeah. That's the one thing I always love to just tell students, you know, just to let them know, like, yes, I have worked on this side of the industry. It's a little different from what you've, you know, what you're going to be playing around in. And hopefully for you, you don't have to deal with what Tina and I have had to deal with, where it's like, well, that person had no business writing that commercial.
Yes.
And it's just one giant run-on sentence, and there's no punctuation. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even quite sure what we were selling there.
But I got my smile on,
I smiled and powered through and didn't make anything, because that's how radio works. It's like they're like, here. Here's your copy. Dance, monkey, dance.
And
you oblige. it's been a great experience with the students. And you're right. Like, I mean, we see so many that come through, and there's that, some of them just have that spark when they come in. They've been wanting to do this for so long. And, you know, the excitement is there, and the want, and the time put in, you know, the effort, you see it. And as they grow, and you know, you can see the uncertainty in their eyes of like, I don't know if I'm doing it right. I don't know. And like, we all have felt that way at some
absolutely.
Point. I still feel that way sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You get in that booth, you get the nerves all
the
time. Yeah,
of course. I mean, but it's because you care. It's because you love. And it's because you want to do well. And then, you know, they see just how much they've grown, you know, by the end. And it is a beautiful process. So as I pass this torch over to you guys, what do you think the listeners can expect? I know we're going to get a little bit of a different experience because there's two of you, but there's also some other things happening behind the scenes right now. So what do you think?
Just a lot of fun. I have a feeling I'm going to be laughing a lot with this guy.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. A lot of making fun of the past host.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. No.
See, then we're all set.
Yeah. No, cool. That's great.
For the next five podcasts.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, I've probably given you a lot of material.
We already have the first five podcasts planned. It was what Marissa did here. Hey, let's make fun of Marissa on this. There's a lot of...
Hey, remember that time everybody forgot Marissa's birthday? That was an episode, yeah. No, but I know that, like, even David was saying, like, maybe new elements to it where there could be some video coming our way and, just different, like, interactive experiences.
Yeah, I think what we're going to do now is, at least for many of the episodes, maybe most of the episodes, we're going to have a video component. So it's going to be a video podcast as well for those who want to watch it. Sorry, you get to see us.
No,
but
sorry.
I apologize, but you're going to have to look at us.
And it's a good thing that this is happening now, because most of the time when I've been doing this, I mean, you're lucky if I have showered by the time I was doing the podcast. Like, I get up in the morning and I just go down to my studio and I'm like, I'm raring and go like by 6:30 in the morning and I don't stop till like 5 in the afternoon. So like, you know, that they wouldn't have wanted me on video. Let's face it.
I don't think they want us on video either, but especially me. I don't want to speak for her, but especially me. But you're going to get it. But I think there's going to be a choice. You don't have to watch us. You can listen to us. You choose whatever you want to do.
Yeah, cool. Well, I think you guys might be taking over as of next Friday. But, the powers that be, we'll see. Because, I mean, next Friday is technically, we'll call it my last day, but I am staying on. And, you know, as fill-ins and vacations and sick time or whatever is used, I'll be popping back through and taking care of some students and here for whatever other silly needs that somebody may need in a last minute kind of way. But I'm looking forward to tuning in and hearing all of the jokes that you have about me.
I think next week we will tell you how many people it really does take to plug in a microphone. I think next week we'll give you that answer.
Yeah. I'm hoping it's less than it was today.
Yeah.
But all right, guys, it has been a blast. My email is still going to be active, so you can always hit me up, marissa@voicecoaches.com. And, if you've got questions that you do want these two to answer, I can always pass it along. So, feel free to reach on out. And more new episodes of Voice Coaches Radio coming out. Catch you next week. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, everybody.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.